Stewart.
And thank you so much, my EX party line friends,
for your company today.
Here on this last program to be broadcast in analog shortwave from our People Ecuador transmitters.
And please don't tune away.
Coming up next here on The Voice of the Andes is a special farewell program
as we close out almost 75 years of English shortwave broadcast from Ecuador.
My name is Alan Graham.
Please join me along with Jeff Ingram, Graham Ballmer,
and a host of other voices from the English Language Service for our final 30 minutes of analog shortwave broadcast in English from Ecuador.
May God bless you
in a very special way today.
73.
HCJB, the voice of the Andes in Quito, Ecuador.
Our first broadcast in English and Spanish were on Christmas Day, 1931,
and emanated from a renovated steamship. Ever since, we've been heralding Christ Jesus' blessing. See our website at www.hcjb.org.
One thing I was very clear to mention on the DX party line today is that English analog broadcasts are ending from people or from Ecuador, but we will in the near future have regular broadcasts
in digital shortwave.
It's actually something that we've been testing on and off recently.
That's right. We'll have more tests coming up this week.
Do you have the details on that? When can people tune in if they have a digital receiver?
From 1700 to 2100 UTC, we'll be broadcasting on 15370.
We have a host of people with us. This is going to be kind of like an old musical mailbag program where we have...
Where's the food?
Sorry, no food today.
No food.
It's a dry program.
We're wasting what?
Share this.
Be careful.
So why don't we go around the table a little bit
and just say who you are and what you do with ATJB or what you've done with the English department. We'll start with me.
My name is Jeff Ingram,
and I am the director of the English Language Service and to my boss.
And I'm Alan Graham, and I've been a producer here in the English Language Service since August of 1993.
I'm Doug Weaver, and I'm the radio director for the radio station, and I've been in this position for a little over a year.
I'm Ralph Kurtenbach, city first in mid-1992 with English Language Service, representing the Kurtenbach family. My wife did some voicing with English Language Service over the years.
So I'm Karen Peterson, and I mainly work with correspondence, answering letters, sending out QSLs, and for about 19 years now.
I'm Jean Rembis, and I came to the English Language Service in September of 2004, doing follow-up with listeners who are trying to learn English.
We need to mention as well that I'm moving pretty soon, and Janine is going to take over as the new director of the English Language Service.
Yes, kind of frightening.
Congratulations. Find somebody who's competent,
and so they get Janine.
And that's why we're sending you to Singapore.
Okay, Harriet.
I'm Harriet Knox, and I'm the English as a Second Language Coordinator. Been here for about 9 months.
One thing that we want to be sure that we communicate today, we want to tell you guys two things. The first thing is how thankful we are for you allowing us to come into your home and to visit with you each and every day. It's a privilege and an honor to be invited into somebody's home, and we just want to thank you, our listeners, for allowing us to do that.
And we want to mention as well that this is not the quote-unquote death of the English Language Service. The English Language Service is continuing. It will still be here in Quito, Ecuador, but we're focusing on English now instead of English broadcasting. Doug, could you talk a little bit about that?
Yeah, one of the things that's been happening over the last
couple of years is that we've been experiencing a real growth in our English as a second language programming, and a lot of people are starting to respond to those programs. And we want to really focus some of our energies on that particular area and see how that aspect of the ministry grows in the future.
Yeah, the interesting thing, too, is everyone around this table, really, except for me, and, well, probably you, Doug, but everybody else around this table probably is going to be involved in English teaching in some way. Ralph, hopefully, we'll be able to help with some news production as we develop an hour of English programming that we can release on our Spanish stream. Alan, you talked about that a bit.
We're actually looking at putting together a program that would air after another program we're using called Spotlight. Spotlight is a joint production of Words of Hope and Radio Fiba, using all of the flavors of English from the United Kingdom, from the States, as well as from other areas. And it's, as you mentioned, it's had quite an impact, much more than we would ever have imagined. Basically, when we started using it and started using it daily, the whole thing exploded. And
yeah.
It's gone much, much farther than I think any of us had ever imagined. And the one challenge that we've had is advanced speakers asking to be able to go a little bit beyond English spoken at 90 words a minute, which is what Spotlight has done.
Right.
And so we're looking at putting this program that would use English news, talk about the program, the music, and more to a regular speed, if you will, to help serve this additional audience.
I think one of the things that was really exciting about the whole Spotlight thing is the spontaneity of the response we had from our listeners. I mean, we didn't create the response. The response started coming in. We've now created a listeners club trying to respond to the questions and interests of our listeners, and that's just, it's been amazing how the response erupted from the programming that we were doing.
Yeah, Janine, you've been heading that up for 3 years now. Just share with us a little bit about what happened with the whole Listeners Club program.
Okay. Well, Alan was asking, people are listening to a program called Spotlight, and the response was incredible to that. They were so excited to be able to hear English, to practice listening, basically, that they started emailing and asking for the text so that they could read along while they listened to the program. Then when the producers of Spotlight were visiting here in Ecuador, Alan put together a little meeting with the producers and some of the listeners at that time. And at some point during that meeting, they said, well, now we can listen to English, we can read English, we'd like to speak it. Can you put together an opportunity for us to practice speaking? And from that came the Listeners Club, where once a month, we just started out once a month, having a meeting where we would recruit a number of English speakers. The people would come in, and we literally just turned the radio on, and we handed out copies of the text. And the people listened and read, and then we broke into small groups and gave them a chance to practice speaking and or reading. And that has exploded. Our first club had 27 attendees, and now we consistently are over 120 and have had as many as 215 at a club at a time.
Which is scary, actually.
Yeah, it's kind of terrifying. Yeah. I think since I started working with it in January, it's been at least 150. On a pretty average.
Yeah, but usually I think we average between 120 and 150 on a Wednesday night. And then what has grown out of that as well is a Sunday school class that we're involved in on Sunday morning, where people can come to the English Fellowship Church and listen to the sermon in English provided with a text. And then we have a Sunday school class that runs around 20 that is more of an in-depth study of what the sermon was about.
And part of the focus, too, with the new English Language Service here at UCB in Ecuador is to be able to share that Listeners Club concept elsewhere. And again, maybe you need to tell us a little bit more about some of those plans and some of those dreams.
Wow. Well, you know, I'm sitting next to the person who really is on fire about that. Harriet has lived in the Asia-Pacific region and has a number of contacts, and they've expressed an interest in starting a Listeners Club there, or at least using our resources in perhaps a new format. We've got to figure out how they can do that. Right here in Ecuador, there are two clubs running that both the local church and local radio stations got together and started, one down at the edge of the eastern rainforest in Shell and the other in Guayaquil on the coast. I've been out of the country for about 8 weeks, so I need to get
stay in touch with them and see how those clubs are going. I did receive an email from one of them while I was gone saying, hey, we're still here, we're still happening, got more material for us? And actually, right before I left for the States, I got a call, got an email, I should say, from Bolivia, and they're starting one in Santa Cruz, Bolivia. So we've got our website up and running where people who want to start listeners clubs can log on and get some ideas for how they might use the material and start clubs on their own. One of the things that's impressed me is the wide range of people that have come to the listeners club. We have business people, we have military, we have police, we have teachers of English in their schools, in the public schools here. Down to housewives, and I want to meet that as a downer, but you know what I mean, as far as not professional people to say, one of my ladies that comes regularly is an international telephone operator, and children even have come, and teenagers coming, and so it's been such a wide range of people.
Yeah, Ralph, you had the chance to interview some of our students. Is there a particular story that sticks out for you of someone who likes the program or who's going through it?
Some of the people are there. They need English for the job they do in this country. It's import, export, or it's something like along those lines. And then there are those who initially may start out that way, but they're glad to hear the spiritual content in the program, or the fact that they're talking about ethical issues around the world, etc. And they warm to the program and to those of us who show up as native English speakers as they go along, and friendships develop over time. You know, we've said for years that I'm a voice of the Andes. We're more than a voice, we're friends who care, and this is one way that we actually get to play that out on the local scene and see the listeners face to face, and they can get to know us and our families as well as just hearing the voice on the radio. I talked with a few different people the other night at the Listeners Club, stuck a microphone in front of their face as I want to do, and you know, Ivan was telling me about the benefits of the program, and not only, you know, just for learning English, but as I said, you know, the integral part of learning more about Jesus Christ and about spiritual things.
I think the thing that's been interesting, Jeff, is the fact that probably not a week goes by without receiving an email from someone thanking us for carrying the program and providing the script, because to study English can be an expensive undertaking, and a lot of people need to learn English, like Ralph said, but they don't have the resources or to be able to do that, because they either can't do it financially or they don't have the time because of work and other studies. And so this allows them, as someone just wrote in today, to auto-educarse, to self-teach themselves English. And with discipline, people have been doing that. There's one of the spotlight listeners from Guayaquil who is now studying a master's degree in England, and he perfected his English in order to be able to pass the test
by listening to Spotlight.
Yeah, and I think what's unique about this whole Spotlight program is that we're not just teaching English. There's a ministry aspect to the whole thing, too, because within the program, they'll talk about a very interesting topic that captures your attention, but then they'll relate that to the Bible or your spiritual life or something. And so when these people often come to the Listeners Club, they're asking questions, spiritual questions, about what they heard on the radio, not necessarily the topic that this program was actually about.
Yeah, all that to say, this department, the English department, isn't just vanishing into thin air. We've made some difficult decisions about broadcasting. They've been hard for us. Karen's been here a long time. Ralph's been here a long time. Alan, I've been here 7 years. And this is why I came to Ecuador, with the broadcast with the English department. Our hearts have been poured into broadcasting here. So there have been some difficult decisions made about where to invest our time and our resources. And right now, we think the most useful or the most effective use of our time and resources is in this area of ministry. English broadcasts aren't going away completely, as Alan said. We're continuing to investigate DRM and hopefully grow in English broadcasts as DRM grows. But until then, the majority of our resources as far as an English department is concerned, is going to be investing in English teaching. And Jeff, all the rest of us around this table are going to be staying here in Ecuador. What are you going to be doing?
I don't know, man.
That's the same answer you've given the last 7 years. Great. Jeff, what do you do all day? I don't know. My family is moving to Singapore. My wife and I and our youngest son are moving in at the end of July to Singapore. Our oldest son is going to Cape and Ray Bible School for a year in Canada. Cape and Ray's are kind of all over the world, and there's one located in Canada in Vancouver, and so that's where he'll be for a year. I'm still going to be working with HCJB. I'm not leaving the mission. Still continuing to work with HCJB Asia Pacific region. Helping develop media strategy is what I'm told. Now, once we get there, we'll see. Figuring out country by country what's the best way to reach that area for Christ. Karen, you had talked about receiving some letters from listeners. We've had some pretty passionate people write us with their concerns about what we're doing. And you said you might want to respond to some of those. Do you have something
to say? Well, first of all, I just want to say it's been a real privilege and to get to know people through the mail. There's something I can start naming off names, and as soon as I start, and I'll leave out some, and I'll think later, why didn't that come to mind? You know me.
Which is why you never do lists on the radio. or in front of a large audience.
Oh, okay.
It's better not.
Yeah. And but there's many of you that have become very, very special to me and sent emails on a regular basis. We have our one who's into lighthouses and shares those with me, sending pictures. Another one talks about his gardening. Just all kinds of areas of interest that have been very interesting to me. I appreciate those people, and they've been there to, I'm going to miss them. And so I'm feeling this from a, you know, sense from personal loss of, I won't be seeing these people, I won't be hearing it from these people. My prayer is that I'm going to see them all someday in heaven. And as often has been said on our program, we're not just people who have been programming, we also want to share with you what it means to know the Lord. And to really know the Lord Jesus Christ as your personal Savior. So that's been very special to me as I've spent, maybe some of you think, oh, I got another track in the mail. I choose a lot of those tracks. In fact, I choose all of them now. And many of them I really do care, and when I put those in the envelope, I really mean it. So I would like for you to write them. Because they're not just a little blurb. They really have a message, and it's a life and death type of thing. So many of you I know I'm going to see in heaven, and some of you I just hope that you will come to know the Lord as your Savior.
How can someone continue to contact you if they want to keep writing? Can they write to the English mailbox?
As far as I'm concerned, I'll be here.
Okay.
To the same place on email, or they can send it by snail mail as well.
Continue to write to Karen if you want to stay plugged in and connected to her. That would be great. You can write to the English department. The address is English, the at symbol, hcjb.org.ec, or you can write her by regular mail. The address is the English Language Service, Radio HCJB, Box 17691, Quito, Ecuador, South America. Is there anything burning in anyone's guts that they want us to, you know, it's our last, last half hour of broadcast? Take your opportunity now.
You know, I kind of echo Karen to some extent. Radio was still one of those media that creates a relationship. You know, you don't have a relationship with your television station. You don't have a relation with your internet blog necessarily. But you create a relationship with the personalities on the radio station. And we feel that sense of loss as well. We feel that sense of loss in relationship. It's been a great 75 years. We've had a lot of fun. We've enjoyed the ministry. But there is going to be a little bit of a sense of loss for all of us, I think. My family and I used to, we've been listening to the English program from 6 to 7 o'clock in the morning here locally for many, many years, and we're going to miss that time.
What if you said from 6 to 7? That was just before you came on the air.
Yeah, I'm sure.
No wondering.
You always had to run out of the house.
Some of us went to work, you know.
Yeah. I work 15 minutes every morning.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
Well, I always miss that 15 minutes that you work, John.
No, I can understand what that means. And I terminate going.
Yeah, sure.
So it's been a great time, I think. We've all really enjoyed the ministry we've had together and the relationships we've had with people out there that are listening to us.
The last couple, 3 years, I've been on the other end of the program, being a listener, after having done news in the morning. Most of you know that I'm known for being a saver. I save everything that still has any possible use.
My kind of guy.
I wasn't aware of that, Ralph. Ballpoint pens with no filters, you know, no cartridges or anything. So anyway, I really
look surprised.
Morning in the mountains is ending, so the temptation for me is to try to, bottle it up and save it. So yeah, I do have a cassette of the Friday program already that
saved that.
I'll save this as well.
We can create a Morning in the Mountains museum.
Yeah, it's going to be very small. But I realize I have to move beyond that because it is ending. And I've taken some comfort from Ecclesiastes, verses that say there is a beginning, there's time for everything. There's time for the beginning and there's a time for an end. And it really is that way with all of life on this earth. And I just want to echo what Karen says, that, this is going to end. This life is going to end. This world is going to end. But what we're here to proclaim is Jesus Christ. And I was just reading in devotions this morning that Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, he's the same today, and he's the same forever. And he's the only one. God is the only one that we can put faith in for eternity. Everything else will end.
Yeah,
amen.
Thanks,
that's really right.
And as we think about HCJB as a radio mission celebrating 75 years, December 25th of this year, the one thing that we can continually give God thanks for is his faithfulness and his provision during those 75 years. And even though we're not exactly sure what's going to happen even tomorrow, never mind 75 years from now, the one thing we can be thankful for and sure of is God's hand and God's protection and God's faithfulness.
Yeah, thanks, Guy.
One more thing.
Yeah, no, we have some more time. Go ahead, Karen.
If you want a QSL, I'm still sending QSL.
Hurry up.
We'll have to send on the program today will be the last time you'll have a chance to send it for the English program.
So if somebody writes and says they want a QSL tomorrow's program, what will you write?
I don't think you heard that. It was a segment of your imagination.
You were listening to another station.
Can I ask a question to that?
Yes, sir.
What if I want to complete my 2006 collection? And I only have two of them so far.
Well, you'll have to listen to like the Spanish. And if you write to me, I'll give you the frequencies and program schedule for Spanish and German and others that go out from our station.
I think Doug and Alan carry that stuff around in the top of their heads. All the frequencies. Yeah.
Yeah. Sort of, kind of.
Unfortunately, I'm going bald, so the top of my head's not there anymore.
We're somewhere in the 25-meter band.
Yeah, why don't you write English at hctv.org.ec. Karen will give you all of the frequencies that you could ever hope to listen to, and then she would be happy to give you the addresses of the Spanish department or the German department or the Quechua department so you can write them and they can QSL. Yes.
Do you remember the musical mailbag when we finally figured out what QSL
stood for? Does anyone remember
no,
that?
No, I don't. I remember talking about it. It's quick.
Send a letter. Which is what you need to do now.
Really true.
Harry, you wanted to say something?
Yes, I just want to say that when I came here last year, I knew that I was coming in the outdoor. I didn't know when the broadcasts were going to end, but I knew that a lot of the English Language Service had dimmed down. And I wondered about that a lot, but I can see now that God has so many plans for us to branch out and to reach further into this region, to meet more people face-to-face. He's given us opportunities to be more direct and more honed into our audience here and in other regions. And God is giving us the opportunity now to help in multiple regions, and I'm just glad for that, and I'm glad that I'm here now, and we're definitely not shutting down. I think God's got serious plans for us.
You use a great term, Harriet, and that's the analogy of a door,
because if God has closed some doors, He's opening up some other doors that we never even thought about before.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
You can tell that Harriet hasn't done this very often because she asked permission to speak. which hasn't happened from any of the rest of you.
So I'd like everyone to raise your hand.
She even raised her hand.
Yeah, I'd like all of you to raise your hand before you speak.
Okay, well, we've heard... From most of you, anybody else have anything burning that they want to say? Now's your opportunity.
Let me just share a little illustration we shared in a prayer letter. Every year, our family goes off to the coast, and we build sandcastles. My family and another family, we get together, and we build this big sandcastle every year. And every year...
Now, what's it called?
A sandcastle.
Oh, sandcastle.
Yeah.
Castle.
And every year,
yeah.
Every year, you know, first thing that happens is we get the sandcastle pretty well done, and then, you know, the weather starts kind of wearing it away, and then pretty soon kids start playing around it, you know, and they kind of think it's kind of cool to have the sandcastle up there, and then pretty soon they're playing in it, you know, because they kind of jump inside, and then pretty soon they just destroy the whole thing. You know, and every year we kind of feel the sense of loss. You know, we spent hours building the sandcastle, and the sandcastle's gone. But you know what? Every year we go back and we build another sandcastle.
And that's kind of the way I feel about, you know, about the ministry.
Things change. There's always new things to do. And you can always build a new ministry. The Lord's always opening doors for new ministry. And sometimes it's time for, you know, your present ministry to move on into a different direction. And I think that's where we are at this point.
Yeah. That's a great analogy. Yeah. Thanks, Doug. Well, I just want to be sure, again, that we convey two things. The first one is how thankful we are to you for listening, how thankful we are to you for writing. We hope that our broadcasts have encouraged you, but you have truly been a blessing to us, and we want to thank you for that. We want to let you know, too, that as we move into this next phase of ministry, there's a host of emotions that we're experiencing. There's a little bit of fear as we move into something new. There's a little bit of anxiety and a sense of loss, as Doug has mentioned, because we're invested in this and our hearts are here. But there's also a sense of excitement as we go Wednesday night to Listeners Club and visit with Ecuadorians, or as we talk to people who are on the other side of the globe about how they can start Listeners Clubs and sense their excitement about doing it. So, yeah, to communicate thanks to you and that we're excited about where we're going, excited about the doors that God is opening, and really expecting great things. He's already accomplished great things with the Listeners Club, things that we hadn't even dreamed were possible. And it is obvious that He is the one that is moving this. And so we just ask that you pray for us as we move into this next phase, that God give Janine wisdom with how to guide and direct the department. Please continue to pray for the English department. Continue to pray for Janine and her leadership. Pray for Alan and his leadership, and Doug as well. And as they begin to continue to develop programming, as they continue to touch the lives of people around this region, around the world, just pray for these guys as they're involved in that.
Thank you, Jeff, for asking our listeners to remember us in prayer, because we absolutely do need that. When I was home in the States not so long ago, I was speaking before a little Sunday school class, and I took a banana because it's one of the number one exports here in Ecuador, and I held up the banana and I said, "How many of you eat bananas?" And they all raised their hands, and I said, "The next time you look at a banana before you eat it, will you pray for me?" And, "Oh, yeah, great, great." So, those of you who are listening, when you look at your shortwave radio, will you think of us and pray for us in the ministry we're going to do here?
Great idea. I did that with shrimp.
Well, that's another export, but it was kind of messy.
No, actually, I've done the banana thing, too, and I was at this one place. It was the University of California, San Diego.
and I was walking in to visit a group, and this guy walks by and says, "You're the banana man." I had spoken at his church 3 years earlier, and that's how I was remembered.
He remembered you. That's what we need, to be remembered.
Had he played.
Well, I think all
let's
those
not
little,
go there.
I think all those little kids were praying, and that's how this whole
thing came
about. Like, they happened because this was certainly a God thing. His idea, his plan, we're just following where he's leading us, and I would ask that we keep doing that we keep following where he's leading us, and we don't get sidetracked on to what we think should naturally come next.
Thanks, guys, for celebrating with me this final half hour of broadcast here on the English Department for HCJB. We just ask that you guys take care. God bless you. And what's the phrase? We'll see you on the other side of the radio or something. Come to Ecuador and visit, and we'll take you to our English class.
You won't be here.
Well, no, but
you can go visit him in Singapore.
Come to Singapore and visit. And I'll take you in there too.
I'll show you all around. I'm still here. I'm not going to live forever, you know.
Thank you.
Yeah.